So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Today marks the beginning of Advent, a time of preparation to try to understand and appreciate the three comings of Christ in this holy season. First, his coming in the flesh, his historical coming, his coming in human weakness to reveal God's love and to plant the seeds of his eternal kingdom. Second is his spiritual coming into our souls, into our inmost being, his birth within us through his divine grace. And finally, his coming in majesty at the end of time in his glorified humanity, sometimes called the parousia. Parousia is a Greek word meaning the presence or the arrival of someone. In the time of the apostles, it was associated with the arrival of the king or the emperor, and it infers that preparations must be made in advance before the king or the emperor arrives. Pope Benedict, in a very profound way, simply states, "Every Eucharist is parousia, the Lord's coming, the coming of the King with his kingdom." And as a result of this sacramental parousia, every reception of our King in the Holy Eucharist leads to his life being renewed within us. Through his never-ending existence in the Eucharist, we receive the living Christ into our very beings. And as disciples, we are sent forth from here into our homes, into our neighborhoods and our workplaces, and his Spirit is infused into our world. When our lives are united to Jesus in his sacrifice on our altar, then we encounter an eternal purpose. When joined together with the spotless victim, it's then that we can best help our family and friends, the poor souls in purgatory, perhaps make an eternal difference in someone's life, because God works through humanity, not in spite of it. Through our partaking in this sacrament of his boundless charity, the infinite compassion of Jesus infiltrates time. The sacrament we celebrate today is not a compensation for the postponement of the Lord's coming at the end of time, but is a way of participating right now in the eternal life and endless love of the one who promises to one day return unveiled in the fullness of his glory. It might be worthwhile for us in this season of Advent, as we focus on the three comings of Christ, to ask ourselves, how do we prepare to receive our King each Sunday? Are we vigilant enough to sense what's going on? Because how we prepare to receive him here at this altar is in fact a preparation for how we will receive him at the end of time. It's a seamless garment, and we have only this life to prepare. Jesus reminds us today of the people in Noah's day who were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, business as usual, even as they watched Noah prepare the ark. And they were caught off guard. We ourselves often get so caught up with our present lives and the world around us that we forget where we are going. Like the ark that was lifted by the great flood toward a rainbow, we are being swept along on the current of time towards the climax of human history, which will result in the parousia, in the second coming of Christ. On that day, all that is unworthy of the fullness of God's glory will be destroyed. But all that is good will be brought to full flowering. All the good fruits of human nature and creation will be found again, but freed of stain, burnished, and transfigured. So as we prepare ourselves this Advent season, we might consider that no one is better at making preparations than God Himself. He prepares a womb immaculate to receive His only Son. He prepares a star in the night sky to lead wise men. He prepares myriads of angels to announce to shepherds good news of great joy that shall be for all the people. And He prepares a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger, who one day will overcome the sting of death and open His kingdom to all who believe in Him. So as we prepare to receive our King in the Eucharist today, let us offer with St. Elizabeth of the Trinity her prayer. O consuming fire, Spirit of love, come upon me and create in my soul a kind of incarnation of the Word, that I may be another humanity for Him, in which He can renew His whole mystery. If we can offer her prayer with sincerity, we should have nothing to fear when He returns, for it will be Jesus meeting Jesus. And next we will hear, Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.